My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District and is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the once again looming immigration debate as the bipartisan group of 8 U.S. senators unveiled their plan on Monday, and President Obama laid down what he considers his indispensable markers on immigration reform during a speech on Tuesday afternoon in Las Vegas. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Certainly. Glad to be talking to you again.
Well, let's start with one thing the president said in his speech before we touch on the Senate plan. And he said that this issue has been debated to death over years and perhaps even decades at this point. And so we really don't need to relitigate it this again. The key thing to do is get a piece of legislation up there and get it done. How do you react to that?
Well, I think that's true. It would be great to get a piece of legislation to the Hill, get it done. The trouble is, the president thinks that perhaps since he doesn't remember history, or whoever puts his words in his teleprompter doesn't recall even recent history, that everybody else has forgotten. In 1986, the Democrats promised, look, if you'll just agree to give amnesty to everybody here, then we'll come along and secure the borders. It's like saying, if you'll just agree to increase taxes, eventually we'll slow down our spending, and the second part never comes. I mean, some of us have learned from past mistakes of others. And so what we desperately do need an immigration reform bill. We need to reform immigration. We got one of the worst immigration processes and agencies in the world. It takes too long to get immigration papers done, and we're not carefully going through them well enough. There's all kinds of things. In my office, we help people, including especially Hispanics who are legally here, trying to get others in legally, but we follow the law. And so I don't know why everybody has to talk about people that have come illegally needing a path to citizenship. We have one. It's already in the law. We may talk about a path to a green card or something like that, but some of us want to make immigrants capable of being presidents of organizations and their children born here, maybe being president of the United States, but they need to learn English. They need to come in the right way. And we can get an immigration bill done if the president doesn't just keep expecting everyone to have failed to learn from history.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. And sir, as you know, on Monday, 8 Republican and Democratic senators, 4 from each party, came out to unveil at least the framework of the Senate version of this legislation. And that group of 8 includes everyone from Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin on the left to Marco Rubio and Jeff Flake on the right. Some say this is pretty much the same thing that President Bush tried to pass in 2006, 2007. Others say it's a little more liberal. Others say it's a little more conservative. At least Marco Rubio thinks so, since he says that it's contingent on stronger border security before some of the citizenship aspects were to kick in. What's your first take on what the Senate is offering?
Well, I applaud the efforts, but if the president is really serious about having an immigration reform bill, he could get it next week. If this week he would actually use our resources to secure the border so that we know people coming in are legal. If this president can hunt down an American citizen in Yemen and blow him up with a drone, surely he could use drones along our borders, not to blow anybody up, but just to make sure those coming in are coming in legally and not coming in to destroy our country and not coming in from the Al-Qaeda camps that have set up or the drug cartels that are set up across the border. We have got to make sure people coming in are coming in legally. And once the president commits to that, today, tomorrow, the next day, once he gets that done, we can have an immigration reform package done within a week. I just feel sure. So I appreciate the efforts of everybody willing to do that. All the president has to do to get a bill immediately is immediately take charge of our border so we stop the mass influx. Now it's not so much people want to come get jobs as it is people who want to infiltrate our country and do us harm.
Congressman, I want to get your reaction to a couple of points the president made in his speech today, one of which relates to the point you were just making on border security. He says that is job number one in any piece of comprehensive reform. Here's what he said.
First, I believe we need to stay focused on enforcement. That means continuing to strengthen security at our borders. It means cracking down more forcefully on businesses that knowingly hire undocumented workers.
Now, when he says stay focused, the clear implication there is that that's already happening. In fact, he made speeches in his first term talking about the great progress being made in that area. You represent a district in a border state, so you have a better perspective on this than most people. How much better has it actually gotten over the past 4 years?
Well, it's not. And, I mean, it is a little better than it was, but I take issue with the president saying we've got to stay focused. He has so badly lost his focus that he would have his own Justice Department complicit in getting guns sold to criminals, used in Mexico to kill Mexican people, and even used in this country to kill. And so he has not been focused on that. To stay focused, you have to get focused in the first place. He already had Big Sister, Secretary Napolitano, cancel part of the virtual fence that had been committed to. I'm not sure if that was a bad idea or a good idea, but if he has no other plan for securing that massive part of the border, then it was bad. We have got to take control, and he has not done that. He needs to start getting focused before he can ever stay focused. And I think it is a little better than it was. The Bush administration had put in some things in motion that didn't actually start taking place until this president, and now he's canceled some of it under his presidency.
Another comment that I want to get your reaction to. Here's another clip from the president Tuesday in Las Vegas.
Sometimes for the discussion to take on a feeling of us versus them. And when that happens, a lot of folks forget that most of us used to be them. I mean, it's really important for us to remember our history. You know, unless you're one of the first Americans, a Native American, you came from someplace else. Somebody brought you.
How do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's what has made America strong is e pluribus unum, for one thing, out of many one, coming together, learning a common language, being one people, believing in the American dream, believing and swearing to follow the Constitution, not encouraging the idea of creating a wholly separate Constitution that you're devoted to. It has to be amended the proper way, and this president has promoted such ideas. So he doesn't know our history, although I have to admit I have not been to all 57 states like he said he has. I've only been to closer to 50 than our 57. I'm still trying to find those other seven, but this man doesn't know our history. He says our border is more secure than it's ever been, and he's put more people than ever in American history. Well, again, he doesn't know our history. Woodrow Wilson, certainly not a hawk, but after Pancho Villa killed American families inside the United States, he sent something called National Guard. He sent American troops, and they secured the border like it's never been done. If he wants to follow in Woodrow Wilson's footsteps and actually become the president that does as well as Woodrow Wilson did, then he needs to do that and quit making up history as it goes along that has never occurred.
Congressman, what's your sense on where this is all headed on Capitol Hill? Do the proponents of the bill outlined by the Senate and what the president is talking about on Tuesday have the momentum or not?
It may have some momentum. I think it very well may, but we could get a bill done immediately if the president doesn't trick Republicans into saying, I'll do this other part down the road. I'll actually secure the border. He doesn't need new legislation. He's got the money. He's got the resources. He has the command. Heck, he just created a new non-commissioned commissioned officer corps under Obamacare. You know, send some of those folks down there. He's got the ability to secure the border. Once that's done, I guarantee you, Greg, we'll get a deal done in a hurry.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. As always, sir, good of you to spend some time with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's also a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.